Shmuel Aleph Perichov Hey Pasuk Lamed Beis. So Avigail has spoken to David in great detail and has convinced him not to kill her husband because it will be a stumbling block for himself, has spoken glowingly about his own great qualities and his own great history, and about the fact that killing Nabal isn't even isn't even needed. There's no purpose to it. It's not necessary. So Vayomer David La Avigal, so as we said, last pasuk, so taking out the yud may be a very teeny tiny rebuke, because she was in some level flirting with David, although she's an Eishes Ish. And the Chazal who say that pshat say that it's transgressing the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros, a married woman at all being coming on to a man somehow. Even though, of course, Avigail, as a Nebuah, has every right to mention what's going to be in the future. But again, on her level, perhaps this last bit of the speech hadn't been necessary. And so David said to Avigail, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Shalochecha Yom Hazeh Likrosi. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Yisrael, who sent you this day to meet me. So David is ascribing to Avigail only righteous thoughts, only righteous approaches. So on whatever level Musar may have been implied, it's not very strong and it didn't rebound on her in any terrible way. So clearly it was a very mild infraction. So the Malbim says, David is admitting the truth. Hashem sent you with Hashkacha Pratis to greet me, to meet me. Lamed Gimel Baruch Ta'ameich Uvrucha At. Blessed is your advice, your counsel, Ta'ameich, the Ta'am of your mouth, Ta'am HaMelech, the reasoning of the king, Rabbi Yeshaya says, your words, your counsel, and you are blessed. Why? Asher Kilisini Hayom Azeh Mibo V'damim, that you prevented me this day from shedding blood, Voshea Yodi Li, and avenging myself by my own hand. So David sees how wise Avigail is, how brilliant Avigail is, and the Gemara brings down another mention of the dam. The dam that he is not spilling can refer to the dam nida, of being with a woman who one is not allowed to be within that state. It's an issue of tumah for a man and a woman to be together when she is a nida. And here, the dam nida means immoral behavior with a woman who's married. So by mentioning dam, he's saying, I also didn't go anywhere near the dam of tumah. Now, the reason that David might have even had a havamin of doing so, why are we worried about such a thing? David would never do such a thing. But the reason that we're worried about it is because David's opinion, Nabal is literally a dead man. He's condemned. A death sentence has been passed. And Doeg, the Av Beis Din of Shaul HaMelech, not that he, again, is the greatest person in this entire encounter. Doeg, every time we see him, is not exactly acting properly, but his halachic perceptivity was tremendous, and he had ruled that a woman whose husband has been condemned to death is already permitted to remarry. I believe, don't we have a Shor HaNiskol, a Shor that's condemned to die, a Mu'ad who has gored people? You already can't get benefit from the Shor once the death sentence is pronounced. Again, I'm not 100% sure of this. It's been a while since I looked in Bava Kamma on that issue, but it's a similar issue. Some say the Gemara, there's one opinion, that Abigail's concern and fear at this moment caused her to experience the sudden Re'iyas Hadam. And she's asking David to rule on her status. Is she a nida or not? Based on the dam that she saw because of stress and because of the fright of the situation. So again, this mention of dam can mean any number of different things. And he blesses Avigail that he didn't avenge himself by his own hand. He saved himself. And David understands something very important, and that is that patience and forbearance and holding yourself back is not a sign of weakness. It can be a victory to do the right thing by not doing anything. And David continues, Lamedalad v'ulam chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Indeed, ulam can mean but, or however, or indeed, for certain. And indeed, by the life of Hashem, the God of Israel, meaning a very strong lashon of a shavua, of an oath, Asher mino ani meha ra osach, he prevented me, so he's agreeing with Avigail's take on the situation, he prevented me from doing evil to you. Doing evil to her by doing evil to Naval. Ki lule mihart vatavos likrasi, because if you had not hurried and come to greet me, running down the mountain with all of the foodstuffs coming in front of you and then charging down to see me before I got there, kiim nosar lenovol ad or haboker mashtin bikir. And he affirmed exactly what he had been mumbling before that Avigail may have overheard. There would not have been left to Naval even a single man. Everybody would have been killed. So, Lamed Hei Vaikach David Miyada Es Asher Heviyolo. So David took from her hand everything that she had brought him. A sign of acceptance, a sign of taking everything she said and did, this large offering, which also is a statement, because without her husband's permission, she might not have been permitted to give such a thing. So David is showing halachically that he can accept it. V'lo Omar, and to her, he said, Ali l'shalom l'beiseich, go up in peace to your house. Re'i shamati v'kolech v'esaf onoich, I have listened to your voice. See, I have listened to your voice and granted your request. So, of course, then the question is, when he's saying he granted her request, does that mean in the future that he is going to marry her as well? So there may be shadings of that in his statement as well. But he has given Avigail his guarantee of personal safety, of salvation, of the fact that it's not going to be by David's hand that anything terrible is going to happen to Naval. And now we come close to what's going to happen to Naval. Naval has done himself in. And it was Erev Rosh Hashanah when David sent messengers to Naval, and so it's going to be on Rosh Hashanah that he's going to get his judgment. A very sudden and harsh judgment indeed, as we are going to see, but directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not at the hands of David.